Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Some good developments for the Steelers. No Joe Shiesty. And, okay, Lamar Jackson, still really good. But the Ravens have some very obvious warts. And, you know, the Mina Kimes and Ben Solaks of the world before the season started said, look at their DVOA.
No, that's Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders.
Well, but they steal Schatz a stat. Look at the DVOA.
What about their EPA?
Look at their EPA. This is the most perfect team in the NFL.
Is this a hybrid Solak Kimes nerd voice?
They're by far the best team. They're by far the best team in the NFL. Solak sent out a tweet that said that. With like 5 minutes in the game left against Buffalo, ESPN's Ben Solak, NFL analyst.
His dad is very possibly listening to us right now as we run him down a little bit.
He goes, it's not even worth debating if any team's close to the Ravens. They're one of one.
This was an exorcism game for the Lions who went in there, last year and got absolutely smacked.
Do you think the Cowboys' pass defense is pretty crappy?
Yes.
They gave up 450 to Russell Wilson, who was benched today, and Caleb Williams had the best game of his career on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are the only team in the NFL that's given up more passing yards than the Ravens.
And so I think, hold on.
And Matabuke might be out for the year.
So I'm going to say two things.
How about that?
I'm going to say two things about your initial comment. Hey, Joe Shiesty's out. I think that is much better for the Steelers than the Ravens' development for this reason. I think you cannot just present this material here or these realities.
Yeah.
Without noting two of the three teams they've played. Buffalo is arguably the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
And that game was a phenomenal Bills comeback, and it was back and forth the whole time.
Right.
So it's Josh Allen, reigning MVP.
Sure.
Detroit, after admittedly, for people like me that love the Lions, that's my NFC official team that I love rooting for, after an initially stunning, ugly opener against the Packers, they put up half a hundred and then some on the Bears.
Right.
And then did this. So going against, very possibly, Allen might be the best player in the league at his position. Hold on. Definitely two of probably the five best offenses in football, if not two of the three best.
Yeah.
And in the case of Allen, maybe the best player at his position right now. You know what will make me very alarmed? If the Ravens go into Kansas City and let the Chiefs move the ball all over them.
But you already should be. Because one team has already shown you can slow down the Lions' offense. One team from that upper
crust. To be fair, that
crust,
team lost to the Cleveland Browns, but I get your point.
Yes, you're allowed to play some defense. And the Ravens have played none through three games.
No, it's troubling, especially since one of the things
they're
that was
not
supposed
an immortal
to be,
team.
One of the things that was supposed to be better about them was like a new level achieved because of Kyle Hamilton, and they were supposed to they've reloaded this thing, and largely I do think they are still really well constructed, and I expect them to start playing better.
Yeah.
But seeing them lose two games that I thought they would win, I thought they'd be 3-0, just as a tangible net good for the Steelers.
I know everything you said about how dynamic Buffalo and Detroit can be offensively. If the Steelers gave up 38 points to the Lions and 41 to the Bills, I wouldn't just come in here on Monday and say, well, that's the breaks. When you play those offenses, this happens. No, I'd be pissed.
Right.
I'd be livid, especially if my team didn't win the shootout. And even though the Steelers have shown they can't run the ball, they are, as they showed in the Jets game, they are more equipped to win a shootout because they have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback now.
Let me ask you this about last night's
game. I think Aaron Rodgers could have a field day against the Ravens' defense. Why wouldn't I think that way?
Let me ask you this about last night's game. Donnie, you can answer this one too, because I saw this get tweeted out again. I feel like I'm the first one who said this years ago and people ripped me for it, but now people kind of agree with it. Did one or both of you watch that game last night, just broadly speaking, and feel like you were watching, at least on offense still, a different version of football, like a different sport than what the Steelers tend to play? Because I still had that takeaway, especially watching Detroit. But I thought we all thought they were going to go in there and get roasted by the Ravens. It felt like, oh, wait, this is what a real offense and kind of what a real contender looks like. In Baltimore, that game was not a true one-score game, as I said earlier.
But
Jackson is still Jackson.
But it was facilitated by the fact that both of these defenses that played last night might stink. Detroit gave up, after Aiden Hutchinson went out, the most points in the NFL last year. They lost a home playoff game after a 15-win season because they gave up touchdowns on every drive. So, yeah, like, you might come away from this game thinking, wow, these are two high-octane offenses, but that shouldn't just gloss over the fact that both Detroit and Baltimore's defenses might blow. They might, especially the Ravens. It's 2 years in a row this has happened with their defense, and they made a schematic change last year, and things kind of went better again until they didn't. And they blew a playoff game. So Pomp like was talking about this last night again about how, like, you know, the Ravens are still, I think, his Super Bowl favorite or one of his Super Bowl favorites. And I'm just like, how many times do they have to do this for people to change their mind about them? Like, they're just impervious to
people. I still think that they're a better team than the Steelers, but they have warts, which is a heartening thing. Are the Steelers good enough, like, on the ground to take advantage of those warts? You saw Detroit. They've been devoted to the run for a long time.
Yeah.
And to, like, a great offensive line and conceptually wanting to be that team. They ran for 224. The Steelers might take them how many games to run for 224?
But don't you think the Steelers are closer to the Ravens three games into the season than you thought they would be three games in? They're literally ahead of them in the standings.
Marginally so. But I still think that there's a lot there to like about Baltimore.
All right, fair enough. And you can say that if we're ranking the units of both teams, the Ravens' offense is far and away the best one.
Mm-hmm.
But then who gets the next two? Steelers defense and Steelers offense, right? And then the Ravens defense would be the weakest link.
Right now, with the way the Ravens defense is playing, I can't really argue that. But I do think they're well coached, and I do think there's a chance they get a lot not
well
a lot
coached.
Better,
you just
better.
Ripped John Harbaugh being a space cadet,
I mean,
in close games.
Broadly speaking, though, I think he's a good football coach. I think you agree with me ultimately on that.
Well, I give him credit because he set up a system with Lamar Jackson. He found Lamar Jackson, and he's been able to flourish in that offense. That's a huge win for him as a coach.
Yeah, I think that's like a pretty laudable characteristic to have.
But they barf all the time in big games, including that week one game where you're supposed to win that game 100 out of 100 times. All of a sudden, the running back, who was such a difference maker for them last year, has fumbled in three straight games and had another huge, costly fumble again last night, and was amazing in week one, but wasn't good against the Browns and wasn't good against the Lions.
I'll level with you and say this much. When I know that a team can play offense like the Ravens I know are capable of, and listen, the fact that he's suddenly turning into Ramondre Henry is a good sign for everybody else if there might be like a weak point on the guy. When I see a team that I know can play offense, though, I tend to have a lot more of a wide berth for what I, you know, or I'm a lot more cautious. Let me put it this way. I'm a lot more cautious about shoveling dirt on a team that I know can light up the scoreboard.
No, well, I'm shoveling dirt on them winning a Super Bowl. I'm not shoveling dirt on them making it back to the playoffs AFC North.
I know, but then that part of it is like a little bit more for me, just like taking pleasure in their misery. I don't know how connectable that is to anything related to the Steelers. Like,
do you mean? How is it correct? Pitt fans don't take great comfort in watching Penn State lose? You should. They're your arch rival. Yes, by definition. When the Yankees lose, Red Sox fans are happy. If Penn State gets
like
blown out to Oregon, Malzi's
like,
going to have a big fat smile on his face
this
Saturday
like
night.
One
yes,
of those,
you are.
This feels like one of those, we got our own problems situations here. Like, I'm not going to.
If the Steelers
still can't
were 0-3,
ball,
I would agree with you, but they're 2-1, man.
Well, you know, it was a feel bad loss or feel bad win yesterday. 2 days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Days ago. So I'm just pointing out, spiritually, they feel more 1-2 than 2-1, spiritually.
I mean, you're making it sound like it's loser energy to take glee and delight in the Ravens being 1-2, and I totally disagree with that. They were billed up as this team that was invincible this year, that it was their AFC to lose, that it was going to be Buffalo or Baltimore, that it was their time. And through three games, they've got the worst defense in the NFL. That includes a Miami defense that really doesn't care. By the way, Miami's defense played better against the Bills than the Ravens' defense did. How about that?
Are you already ruling them out then? You think they're not, they're cooked?
I rule them out to win the Super Bowl before every season starts. Yes. And I feel validated and vindicated by how the start of the season is going.
I think if they were to lose to the Chiefs.
Craig thinks their quarterback's a running back.
If they were to lose to the Chiefs, I think it would be DEFCON 1 for them. But I'm a pretty long way off from that. Craig thinks their quarterback's a running back because Craig doesn't know ball. And I know Craig's in the office right now. He is a running back in the sense that he has the all-time passer rating lead, and he's going to run for 10,000 yards in his
career. What's that passer rating look like in playoff games, though? Looks more like Mitch Trubisky's.
84.6.
That's really bad. How many quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now have a passer rating of 84.6 or worse?
That would probably be league average or worse, I would say.
No, way worse than that. 84.6?
No, I think, well, I mean, if we're going to talk, if we're going
to... This season.
Here's the problem, though.
Cam Ward. He plays like Cam Ward in the playoffs.
I know what your rebuttal is going to be, so I'll let you say it anyway because I know it'll make you happy. If we're poo-pooing playoff passer rating, we might want to check in on Ben Roethlisberger's 86.7 for his career.
Yeah, but you know how you get around that?
Two
big rings
titles,
on your fingers.
Yep. One of which came when he played literally the worst game anyone's ever
played.
And
how did he do in Denver 2 weeks before that, Chalooch? Yeah, wake me up when Lamar Jackson has a playoff game like Ben did in Denver.
Would Lamar winning like one or two Super Bowls towards the end, like at some point, maybe right now, would that be the worst thing that could happen for your broad like arguments?
Yes, but it's not going to happen. That'd be like saying, wow, is it, would Bob Nutting winning two World Series change your mind about him as an owner? Why, yes, it would. Okay, I mean, they've got like... Have they really knocked down the door? He has not played well in playoff games, other than the one against the Steelers last January.
It's pretty fair to say, I think, that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are a lot closer to winning a Super Bowl than Bob Nutting is to owning a World Series titleist.
Not if he has Starkey. Starkey's got the Pirates winning, what, the 2027 World Series?
Who's he got winning this year's Super Bowl, the Colts over the Bears?
Donnie, was that his pick in the back today?
Yeah, that's his new sneaky Super Bowl pick.
So he's allowed like seven or eight different ones. There's the sneaky one, there's the real one, there's the plan B one, there's the fun one, there's the boring one.
How many, does he have just a pick for all seasons? It's like his picks are outfits, basically.
And then he also said, Donnie, what if the Browns get really hot and make it there? And I said, Joe, what if the Pirates win 95 games next year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.